Chapter 3. Who's right? Who's wrong?
The students at Wilkinson Upper Secondary School have had debates on important global issues. Now they have two finalists left in their contest. Who's right? Who's wrong? It's a tough choice.
I know. Oh, yeah,
okay,
okay,
everybody, please take your seats so that we can begin.
Right.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. As you all know, we've come together today to hear the final debate of our successful contest. We have two finalists, Carol Parks and Dave Wilson. Now, silence, please. Carol and Dave, the topic of the debate today is genetic engineering. May the debate begin.
Thank you, Mrs. Booth. Well, I believe very strongly that genetic engineering is a threat to me, my family, and the whole world.
I don't agree with you at all, Carol. I see genetic engineering as a chance to do something about global problems such as hunger.
Can you be a bit more specific, please?
Certainly. You say that genetic engineering is a threat, but that's not true. For example, in the developing countries, there's a huge number of people who suffer from hunger.
May I point out that we're discussing genetic engineering here, not hunger? I think you're getting a bit sidetracked.
Let me continue, will you?
Oh, by all means, please.
Genetic engineering can help the poor and the hungry to produce more food.
How, for example?
For example, if a nasty virus hits the crops, the poor farmers will lose everything. Now, listen very carefully. Genetically modified crops are immune to viruses. So, if the viruses can't damage the crops, there will be more food for the poor to eat and sell.
As wonderful as it sounds, it isn't really true.
Have you got anything to back that up with?
As a matter of fact, I have. You say genetically modified crops are immune to viruses. Well, they are not immune to all the different viruses. So, some viruses can still damage the crops. There's also another problem related to these modified crops.
Yes, I'd like to hear it.
Modified crops are so expensive that poor people can't afford to buy them. The biggest cause for hunger is poverty. And that's why genetic engineering cannot help poor people. Genetic engineering will only cause problems, and it is a threat to biodiversity too.
In what ways, if I may ask?
It's very complicated.
I'm all ears.
Well, to put it simply, the farms that use modified crops are huge. The farmers need to cut down trees in forest areas and, at the same time, they cause damage to the animals living in those forests.
Thank you, Carol and Dave. What an interesting discussion indeed. Now it's time for you to try and appeal to the audience one at a time. You only have 45 seconds to convince the audience. Dave, you can start now.
As most of us know, there is very little research on the damaging effects of genetic engineering. It would be very foolish to be afraid of genetic engineering. We all know that there are hundreds of thousands of people starving as we speak. Technology has always helped mankind, and genetic engineering is the solution to the hunger problem and many other problems as well. For example, when you go shopping, you want some fresh-looking fruit. Genetically modified foods look delicious and
time.
They take...
Thank you, Dave. And go ahead, Carol. Now.
Okay, everyone. Hunger is a huge problem, but genetic engineering is not the answer. Genetic engineering is simply wrong. On a larger scale, it will damage the ecosystem. When it comes to our lives, the lives of the Wilkinson Upper Secondary School, it's healthier for us to eat organic food instead of genetically modified food. As Dave pointed out, there is too little research on the damaging effects of genetic engineering. Why would it be good for us to eat something that we don't know anything about?
Yes.
Would you like to buy some...
Time. Thank you, Carol. Now it's time for the audience to vote. If you think Carol was more convincing, show us the orange card. If you think Dave did a better job, please show us the green card. It's time to vote now.
Which one would you vote for? Which one was more convincing? Who's right? Who's wrong?